Well, after around an hour and a half of trade on Wednesday, the Aussie market finds itself in negative territory. We've got the ASX 200 down by around a quarter of a percent. Keep in mind, it's just a handful of stocks that are really doing the damage. Fortescue Metals is one of them. It's down more than 2% as it trades ex-dividend today. So it's paying investors out a 60-cent dividend in the middle of June. Also, we're seeing some heavy losses coming through from the banks, which are down in the order of 1%. It is important, though, to keep in mind, this is just the first fall for our market in 6 days. Just yesterday, the market hit its best levels in 11 and a half years as well. And there have really been three things that have helped the Aussie market in the early part of this week. For one, the surprise coalition win, which has had the market reassured perhaps that there won't be any major policy reforms, which is surprising. The second is the fact that the Reserve Bank yesterday flagged the possibility for two interest rate cuts, which we think could happen in June and potentially in another time in August. And thirdly, APRA, the banking regulator, saying that it could ease mortgage serviceability rules, or at least some of them. And this has been perceived by the market as potentially being a positive for the property market. It's a reason why we've seen the banks, which obviously benefit from more lending, doing very well. Despite today's losses, they're still up in the order of 9% on average since the start of this week. We've also seen mortgage brokers doing very well, like Mortgage Choice, companies that sell building products, and retailers, of course, that some of which benefit from consumers having more money to spend at the shop. So JB Hi-Fi and Harvey Norman are both up. In company news today, Australian agricultural company, the beef producer, has posted a $182 million loss for the past year, mainly due to bad weather, drought, flooding as well. Healthscope, the shareholders there, have voted in favour of the hospital operator being taken over by a group in Canada called Brookfield. And Lynas is continuing to do very well. The rare earth minerals company seems to be dealing with ongoing licensing issues, which it's had with the Malaysian government for a while. But also, what could be a positive for rare earth minerals companies outside of China is the ongoing trade tensions between the US and also our largest trading partner. The Aussie dollar finally sits at 68.8 US cents.